your presence known among us in the ministry of the word, that it truly have an effect upon our lives and upon our souls, Lord, that we look to you for eternal life, that we might live in such eternal life and bring glory to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, that his ministry within us, indwelling in us, might enliven us, open our eyes to see truth, and bring conviction to live out the truth that we hear. Pray, Lord God, for your help to worship you. We would want to be happy this day in the praise of our God, in the sitting under the ministry and preaching of your word, in the singing of hymns, in prayer, in the reading of scripture, in the fellowship of the saints at the noontime hour. With all these elements, Lord, we might have been encouraged by you. We ask this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. If you turn, please, to John chapter 8, Gospel of John, and chapter 8. I'm going to read two texts of Scripture. John 8 and verse 58. I'll start with 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now if you turn over to John chapter 13, and I'll be reading verses 18 and 19. I speak not of you all. Christ is in the upper room. This is his upper room discourse with his disciples. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am. So the texts that I've just read are examples of Christ's absolute use of the I am phrase, where in the Greek, ego eimi, stands alone and is self-contained. And this is markedly different than when Christ's other I am sayings, in which there is a predicate given to complete the meaning of the phrase, a predicate nominative. Now, last week, we finished the first part of our study of all the I am sayings of John's gospel with a predicate. In these studies, we examined all the occurrences where John combined the emphatic use of I am, ego eimi, with a predicate to describe himself. A predicate completes the verb by stating something about the subject. And this is when Christ adds a qualifying statement and completes the meaning of his use of I am. And each of these occurrences have overtones of deity. They are the self-identification of Christ. They are, in essence, claims of deity. So the seven prominent I am sayings in this category of qualifying the I am statement with a predicate are as follows. I am the bread of life, 6:35, 41, 48, and 51. I am the light of the world, 8:12. I am the door of the sheep, 10:7 and 9. I am the good shepherd, 10:11 and 14. I am the resurrection and the life, 11:25. I am the way, the truth, and the life. 14:6. And I am the vine. 15:1-5. To this list of seven, we have added an eighth from John 8 and verse 18. I am the one that bears witness of myself. It's important to note that John is carefully and uniquely distinguishing these I am sayings by placing a definite article before the predicate. This is significant because predicate nouns, as a rule, in the New Testament Greek, are anarthrous. They usually do not have a definite article. So when Christ places a definite article in front of the predicate, it indicates that he is identical with the subject of the predicate. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. And this identity is important to note, rather than he's not speaking of a general class of which the subject is just a particular example. He is making himself identical with the predicate and interchangeable with the predicate. Jesus means, I am the bread of life and none other. I am the light of the world and none other. The emphasis lies on the identity and the interchangeability of the subject I with the predicate. I hope you've understood that. But finally, there is another text which we could add to this list of eight, where a goemi is qualified by a predicate prepositional phrase, and that is in John 8:23. I am from above. And here, a goemi are as the two book ends that sandwich the prepositional phrase from above together. And it is in the original order, I from above am. We have not studied this I am saying yet, but we probably will in the future. Okay, so this brings us to the second part of our series, the absolute use of I am. That is, the I am sayings of Christ that do not have a predicate, where the I am stands alone, and there are nine occurrences of this, where Christ proclaims I am, and I want to first survey them at this point. In chapter 4, Jesus is talking to a woman at Jacob's well in Samaria. And at the end of the conversation, the woman says, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And then Christ responds to her, literally, I am he that is speaking to you. In chapter 6, when the disciples are in a boat, they see Jesus walking on the water towards them. And Jesus says to them, I am. Be not afraid. In chapter 8, Jesus engages the Jews in some heavy conversation. Many topics are touched upon. In regards to sin, in verse 24, Jesus told them, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. In regards to his relationship with the Father, in verse 28, and his pending death and resurrection, Jesus tells the Jews, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And in regards to Abraham in verse 58, Jesus astounded the Jews by saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." That is the eternal present tense. It was a proclamation of his preexistence with the Father. Now, chapter 8 is rich in the I am sayings of Christ. In addition to the three that I've just mentioned, the predicateless, standalone occurrences of I am, there are three other I am sayings with a predicate. Given a total of six I am sayings. And that's a lot, seeing that there is only in the entire gospel 24 I am sayings, including predicate and predicateless combined. Now, in our Lord's upper room discourse with his disciples in chapter 13, when he prophesied that one of them would betray him, he said, "Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, you may believe that I am." And here, egoimi is expressly presented as the very object of faith. And finally, in chapter 18, when a Roman cohort of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, they come with lanterns and torches and weapons to arrest Jesus in Gethsemane. And Christ asked them, "Whom seek ye?" And they answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." And in verse 5, Jesus saith unto them, "I am." It is recorded that as soon as he said unto them, "I am," they went backward and fell to the ground. As soon as Christ pronounced, "I am," 600 soldiers, which is a Roman cohort, and all the Jewish officers supernaturally fell to the ground. Backwards. Definitively a demonstration of Christ's divine power and attribute of omnipotence. And finally, after Christ had supernaturally knocked them down to the ground, he asked them again, "Whom seek ye?" Can you imagine that? 600 Roman soldiers knocked to the ground in two words, "I am." And you imagine them getting up and Christ saying to them, "Whom seek ye?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus answered them, "I have told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way." So this then is a survey then of all nine occurrences of the I am of Jesus without a predicate as a standalone saying. And having said this, now we can look at these nine occurrences in two groups. In the first group, there is a type of double meaning where the predicate is inferred from the context, but the I am saying is also understood in an absolute sense. The ego eimi is used both in an everyday sense and also in an absolute sense. What I mean by everyday sense is that the use of ego eimi as an expression of everyday speech. And here the predicate is understood, even though not expressed. The predicate is supplied, although not given. It's supplied by the context to complete the meaning. In the absolute sense, ego eimi is used as a distinct, self-contained expression, complete in itself. In this sense, the I Am is used to represent the divine name or the divine presence. Let me give you a couple examples then of this double meaning. When the Roman cohort, along with the chief priests and Pharisees, came to arrest Christ in John chapter 8, we've just looked at, and Christ asked them, "Whom seek ye?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus responds, "I am." And this could be taken in its everyday use as, "I am He." The context supplying the predicate. And this makes perfect sense of ego me in everyday speech. However, when Jesus said ego me to the chief priests and the Pharisees and the Roman cohort, they fell backwards to the ground. It was a revelation of His deity, of His omnipotent power. And thus, ego me is also used here in an absolute sense. And we'll dig into these as we go through these passages of Scripture later on. Another example is in John 6:20. When Christ's disciples were in a boat, and they see Jesus walking on the water, and they were afraid. And Jesus said, "I am. Be not afraid." Now, the predicate derived from the context was that I am someone you know. That Jesus was not a ghost, He was not a phantom being, He was somebody they knew. That was the everyday sense we could make of it, ego me. However, He was walking on water when He said this. He was revealing His divine and sovereign power over all creation. And again, His use of ego me was a revelation of His deity and used in an absolute sense as well as a everyday sense. So I hope you can then see the distinction between these two senses and how they work together and complement each other, everyday sense and absolute sense. Now, in the second group of our nine examples, ego me occurs purely as an absolute phrase that does not need to be completed by any predicate derived from the content. It occurs as a distinct, self-contained expression that is complete in itself. And there are two clear examples of Christ's I am sayings that fall into this second group. And we began our message with reading both of those. The first one was, "Before Abraham was, I am," 8:58. The second one, "When it has come to pass, you may believe that I am." And so this then completes our survey then of the predicateless or the absolute use of ego me by Jesus. So there are nine texts in this category, and we shall examine all nine in our future messages. So it'll be a short message today. Let me just say this in closing. The I Am sayings are genuine assertions of Jesus, which were recorded by John through the Holy Spirit. They are the inspired Word of God. The fundamental role of the I Am statements is to reveal the person of Christ. Through the I Am sayings, not only does Christ teach us important truths about Himself, but He also reveals His identity as to who He is, what His mission is, what He has done, and what He will accomplish, and what lies before us prospectively in the future. The I Am statements are interwoven into the fabric of the Gospel in John's Gospel. Every time they occur, there is something further revealed about the identity of Christ. John makes a clear statement as to the purpose of why he wrote his gospel. In John 20, verse 31, he says, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Through the I am sayings of Jesus, John wants the reader to find eternal life by believing that such life is in Jesus Christ, that such life is from Jesus, and that such life is Jesus himself. And John stresses not only is this life in Jesus, but he stresses that this is the only way that man can come to the Father and to salvation is through this Jesus Christ who John is presenting to us through the I Am sayings as one of the vehicles of which he teaches us those things Christ revealed about himself. It is a glorious study. We finished the first part. It's taken 49 messages to cover, I think, 14 texts. And we'll focus our attention on the predicateless use of I am in John's gospel. Our Father, we pray for your help as we enter into this new phase of study. Pray you give us a light. Pray you give us understanding. Pray you give us wisdom that Christ may be glorified in all things. We pray in his name. Amen.